Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I am told that our next guest, Israeli superstar Idan Reichel, is on the line. And if that is the case, Idan Reichel, shalom lecha, eze zchut, darech otcha po hayom.
Hello, hello, hello to all the listeners. Hello from Tel Aviv.
Idan, what a wonderful thing to have you on the line. What a pleasure. What an honor. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. And I was thinking about it. We all know your music. We love your music, but we don't know very much about you. So in a couple of sentences, give me your musical journey and tell me, were your parents very disappointed that you didn't want to be a doctor or a lawyer?
So I'll tell you first of all that I'm very happy to be a guest at your show, and thank you for thinking about me. Of having me. I can tell you that English is not my first language, so it's a bit challenging, especially with your South African accent. What do you think? What did you think?
Mata Omer, Mata Omer, any Miftadrum Afrikai Bichlal.
Oh, no, even in Hebrew you sound South African. Wow.
That's why I did it, especially for you, Idan.
Well, yeah. So hello to you all. I'm speaking to you from my rooftop at I went to the roof of the building because we are in kind of a lockdown here because of the COVID-19. And I just didn't want to be disturbed by my young daughters who are pretty much noisy all day long. So now we can... You can feel
okay, well, we are super excited you went up to the roof. Thank you for that. And, you brought up the Seger now, the quarantine, and I'm thinking you're an artist. You're all about people and audiences. How have you coped with COVID and being locked away?
So I think that I see the COVID as a challenge that was sent to us from far above. People can think it came from nature or from God or whatever, but I think that God is challenging us to do a kind of a reset to our life, to think, to recalculate our roots and what is more important for us, what is less, what was motivated us till today, what we did only because of, let's say, the inertia of life. And I think that the COVID helped me to be able to play for people around the world, sometimes to make a concert, online concert, where people in New York, in Australia, in Tel Aviv can join to a Zoom concert. So maybe it's true that we don't, not all of us are in the same venue, that I couldn't hear the audience and the excitement in the air. But it's just a different way of playing music. There was also, I took myself this year, to do kind of homeschooling with my daughters and to see, like, in the old times, I guess, in the almost like in tribes where really the parents are teaching the kids, about life and about whatever. So I really enjoyed all this time. I felt sorry for my people here. A lot of over 1 million people who lost their jobs here, and it is challenging times. And I think it's also challenging times for the government, but I think that we have to, in most of crisis, world crisis, or the as you say, the last thing to die is the hope. So it's good. I think that it's very important that everyone will keep the spirit high and to know that it's a challenge that we are all
Well, I think to a very large extent, Idan, your music does that. And if you look at something like the Idan Reichel Project, which is world music, which puts us in touch with ethnicities that we don't know and opens our world to Portugal, to Germany, to Africa. I wanted to understand, what is your connection to the Ethiopian community? Why is it so strong? Where did that come from?
So 17 years ago, when I was still just a session piano player and a keyboard player. I used to listen to the radio, the Israeli radio, and 17 years ago when you turn on the radio, the mainstream radio, you would hear mostly American pop or European pop or rock or and also the Hebrew.
You don't know you're with us.
Our local language, the Hebrew, you would hear mostly. Hello? Yes?
I'm with you.
Do you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay. So, also the, when you would turn on the radio in Israel, you would hear mostly American pop or rock or an European pop and Hebrew songs that are very influenced by the musical production by these territories, I would say. And I was very surprised because for those of you who are not from, those of the listeners who are not familiar with the Israeli society, it's all about immigrants who came from different parts of the world, the early former USSR immigrants, and then from Morocco and Yemen and Ethiopia. And it's just the Israel is one of the most interesting melting pots that you would find and you get to know around the world. Now, I thought to myself, why we're listening on the radio and we don't get to listen to the voices that you hear, get to hear in the streets of Tel Aviv.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, also, by the way, also in New York, when you, such a multicultural, place and you would hear only, I don't know, Beyonce and kind of, pop.
How much more.
But, so I started to record a lot of my friends, and I asked them to bring to the studio their native instruments, and I wanted them to sing in their own native languages from Amharic or Tigrin from Ethiopia or in Russian or in Yemenite dialect, and we just made music. I have to say that we just made music just
you
for fun.
You didn't just make music. Once you made album, magnificent music, which moves all of us. And whilst doing a bit of research last night, I came across, I think her name is Kabra Kasai, one of the ladies who sing with you. She sang a song called Halo Chazor. You,
yes.
In the video, you accompanied her back on a roots trip to Ethiopia, and clearly she was very moved. It was very emotional for her. But the camera panned, Idan, at some point, and it turned to you. And you were crying. And I wanted to ask you, what moved you? What happened that moved you so much during that trip to Ethiopia?
The trip to Ethiopia, it's important to know that once the Ethiopian community came to Israel, don't know really what was the reason, but there was a huge crisis, identity problems of the young generations. First of all, the structure of the family turned upside down. Suddenly, not the elders are leading the family, but the youngsters need to go and translate them all the documents and need to go to get jobs and stuff. And the second thing that happened that all of them changed their names to local Hebrew names. Even Kabra Kasai changed her name to Carmela. So there was a lot of identity problems here, even the dress code and the styling. The youngsters suddenly have a kind of dressing style of Afro-American hip hop or Jamaican style. And I think this was a long introduction to the fact that once we traveled to Ethiopia, suddenly it hit Kabra that she immigrated to Israel, but she should not forget her roots. That's why this song called Habaita Halochazo, Home Back and Forth, Home Back and Forth, and it's not clear for her anymore, and it's no longer clear for her where is home. And she thought, and this was the recognition that we realized that to be Israeli is never to forget also where you came from. I know that I know that my parents came from East Europe, and Kabra Kasai, her parents came from Ethiopia, and it's still in her blood, in her reality. And all of my band members got back to their original names. And I think that this what moved me, that through the music and through these trips,
reconnected with themselves. I mean, that is incredibly moving. And kind of related to that, Iran, is a question that I wanted to ask you about the meaning of your songs and whether you have any idea when you're writing them of the kind of impact that they will have. And again, why I'm asking you this question is I saw a video of you talking to Miriam Peretz. And for those who don't know, Miriam Peretz is a remarkable Israeli woman who lost, very unfortunately, two sons in Israel's wars. She hasn't stopped living. She lives her life. And she was talking to Idan, and she held his face and she said, "Do you understand the meaning of your words? Mima makim karati elaych, boy elai. From out of the depths I call to you, come to me." And a mother who's lost her children. I mean, the meaning of those words, Idan, I've got goosebumps as I'm talking. Do you have any idea of the impact that you are going to have when you're writing a song?
When I have to say that I'm not writing much. There are much more. There are singers and songwriters that are writing much, much, and many more songs than I'm doing. I haven't wrote a lot in my career. When I'm writing, I'm just waiting for kind of an inspiration, and I'm just writing very fast what I'm inspired by. I have to say that I definitely feel that my songs that really made impact, I was just, I don't want to get too philosophical, in this phone call, but I don't think that I wrote them. I think that it was sent to me, from above, and I was the tool. I wrote it, and that's it. That's why it's also, I don't see it as my songs. Yeah. It's the songs of the people that are, if it became the soundtrack of other people's life, I'm lucky and that's it.
It's been an incredible feeling that. We are going to run out of time, which is just awful and terrible. And I wish I had so much longer with you. But I think a final question for you today. If there was a rocket that was going off to another galaxy to show them our human culture here on Earth, and they said to you, Iran, put one of your songs on the rocket, which one would it be and why?
I would not send my song. I would send a very old song that I think that everyone... it's called Ine Matovu Manaim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. It's a very simple two sentences that we are singing every Shabbat dinner. It's very simple. Here, Ine Matov Umanaim. Here, see the good and the great of us just being together.
Iran Rachel, I cannot think of a better place to leave an interview than there. Hine matovu manaim, shevet achim gam yachad. How good and sweet it is to sit together with brothers. Iran Rachel, toda rabba lecha. Zaya zchut. Toda rabba lecha.
Thank you. Thank you. And keep working on your accent. You're doing good. Bye.
Thank you, Iran. You can go back to your daughter
Bye.
Now.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.